Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago's afternoon news. Put on your climbing shoes. And really, you don't even have to climb inside. It is outside. It is this Sunday. This is Chicago's afternoon news. And we are so excited that Mary Vandeveld and John Hansen are our captains of our team for the Fight for Air Climb with the American Lung Association. And Kristen Young came into the studio. What do you do for the American Lung Association?
Hello. Hi. Thanks for having me. I am the executive director of the Lung Association here in Greater Chicago.
Oh, my God. That's a big job.
Yeah, during a respiratory pandemic, for sure.
Yes.
And every other day of the week. But I know, you know, it's been very worthwhile. And doing events like the Fight for Air Climb have really, you know, put it all in perspective. And gosh, having hundreds and hundreds of people come out, thousands donate, just makes you feel like you're part of a really big, fantastic community, which we are.
Yeah, and it's fun that it's at Soldier Field.
Yeah, right. So we were indoors at a stair climb here. There's, you know, a lot of stair climbs here in Chicago. We moved it outdoors last year to Soldier Field and loved the experience. You know, you're outdoors. There's no one else in the stadium, but those, you know, 500, 600, 700 people that are out there climbing, great photo op. And we've ordered some cooler weather. So it's supposed to be, I want to say, in the like 70s-ish. So getting out there, hearing the music going, the Jumbotron. We do a lot of signs on the Jumbotron in memory and honor of folks that you're climbing for. It's Father's Day, so we have a lot of I'm out here for you, Dad signs.
Yes.
It's Juneteenth. There's so much to celebrate, and we're just excited to get out there at Soldier Field this year with the Fight for Air Climb.
So, Mary, how many sponsors do you have?
How many don't people that have donated, you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even know. I have to double check. Maybe about 10.
Okay, well, I'm adding to
very
that.
Very generous.
Oh! Because it is Father's Day, and in part, COPD caused my dad's death.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry to hear that.
He was, you know, he was one of those smokers out of World War II and, you know, quit when he had, you know, his first incident and then, you know, started a little bit and then quit, but the damage was already done.
Yeah.
And
yeah, so that's my father-in-law as well, COPD. Yep.
It's hard to watch someone try and gasp for breath, you know?
Right. We say kind of a staple of what we say every day, you know, if you can't breathe, nothing else matters. And it's never been more true than today. So, you know, you think about the people that are out there. We have a lot of climbers coming out with COPD, a lot of kids with asthma that come out and climb. You really have a sense of what it feels like to not be able to breathe when you participate in an event like this. And of course, that doesn't mean it's, you know, super competitive for everyone. It can be making it through it is a success and a win. And we're happy to have everybody out there. But, you know, it really puts things in perspective of people that with lung disease coming out and really supporting.
Kristen Young is the executive director of the American Lung Association in Greater Chicago, and the Fight for Air Climb is this Sunday. There's a WGN team. Where can you just go to WGNradio.com? Is that where we can sponsor you or donate? Or I think that's what we can do. Or yep. we can go to your website. Oh. What's your website?
We're fightforairclimbchicago.org.
Yes, okay. And then you can find the team
that's
on
right.
there.
And mm-hmm. what's the name of your team? Just WGN?
WGN Radio and TV, I believe it mm-hmm. says.
Okay. Yep. All right. I wish you should have come up with like superhero names
I
or
guess.
Something.
Well, you know, we used to have Dave Ennett was the captain every year until this year because he can't make it this year. But we always had Ennett to win it. In it to win it.
Oh.
And then we had, you know, the Ennett sign.
Probably the best name I've seen.
It was hilarious.
It was great.
And so tell us about the pandemic because we are talking about a respiratory virus that has killed millions of people worldwide. And that's when people really lean into organizations like yours.
You know, I'm very proud to work for the American Lung Association. Very early on in the COVID-19 pandemic, we launched the COVID-19 Action Initiative. It's been a fantastic way to raise dollars specifically for research for not only, you know, additional COVID-19 resources, but how do we set ourselves up as a country, as the globe to not be in this situation again? How do we mitigate any of these issues that come up should there be another respiratory pandemic? So what we're really doing is committing to working with partners across the country to raise $25 million to support the COVID-19 Action Initiative. And of course, the dollars that are being raised through things like the Fight for Air Climb are going now towards our COVID-19 initiatives, raising funds for research, understanding COVID, of course, encouraging everyone to get vaccinated. The science does not lie, and we are encouraging encouraging every single person to get vaccinated against COVID-19. And that includes the very soon, I believe, that the kids are going to be able to mm-hmm. do it under five. So there, as a respiratory virus with this pandemic, we've always asked, you know, who here has a connection to lung disease? And, you know, as you and Mary mentioned, right. it's frequent. Obviously, it's through the roof now. What we're doing as a lung association, we're trying to make an impact for not only today, but looking ahead into the future and getting in front of any of these issues that could arise.
Thank you for joining us.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Jump on the website and support Mary and John Hansen.